Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. With me by telephone, authors George and Sedina Campanelli. And the name of the book is Do Not Go Quietly. Good morning, George and Sedina.
Good morning, Bonnie. Nice to be with you.
First, tell me a bit about yourselves as authors, please.
This is our third joint book, and our focus is really on providing information, inspiration, and solutions for people at all stages of life. But our new book, Do Not Go Quietly, is focused on older Gen Xers, boomers, and elders, and younger people who are really committed to learning more about the world they're soon going to inherit.
Why did you want to write a book like this?
We have several reasons. First of all, George and I participated in our parents' end-of-life journeys, and we realized that the health care and life care systems are not working, and that too many in our government and institutions and businesses, and actually a lot of us and those who are aging, are not prepared for the full impact of the graying of this planet. So that was a real impetus.
Tell me what some of the things the readers will discover within the pages of Do Not Go Quietly.
It's like a clarion call, an invitation to explore life, and in the years that individuals have remaining, whether those be decades or months, that they have an opportunity to do a number of the things that they came here to do that are incomplete. So we use inspirational stories and quotes, a series of chapters divided into five sections that are like a personal conversation between us and our reader. And each chapter is filled with relevant information, with suggestions and recommendations of practical things that people can do in their lives. Each chapter concludes with a life achievement piece, which identifies someone who has done something extraordinary in the second half of their lives, some life tools, and some life rules. So it's a very practical, accessible book. Above all, it's designed to be inspirational.
Can you share a couple of stories from your book?
They're several minutes in length, but there's a story that opens the book of a gal by the name of Molly Brown, who used to be a social activist in Cleveland, Ohio, and I had the privilege of meeting her a number of years ago. And she was in her 80s at the time and was going through a bit of a questioning of some of the value of things that she had done and that she was doing. But during the course of this workshop that she was in, that I was facilitating, I noticed a number of changes in demeanor and enthusiasm, and about a month afterward, I opened my mail and there was a front page of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and there was Molly standing on the steps of City Hall with her arms raised in support of elder rights. I mean, that's one example of a story that populates the book.
And there's a story that I have in the book about my great-grandmother, Leah Waterman. It's called A Persistent Provider. And it's a just sort of an encapsulation of this amazing woman's life. Was born in Pivla, Poland, early part of the last century. And at 15, she worked for the Tsar of Russia, baking 80 loaves of bread a day. Married my great-grandfather. It goes on and on. And then she eventually brought my grandmother to London, England, and settled. They eventually settled in Seattle. And it talks about her determination and how she was such an influence in my life. And actually, she brought me to the great mystery in life. She was a very spiritual person in her own right, very full of life, and she always validated me. And we encourage people throughout the book to think of those people that did that for them, those people that were role models or mentors or that made them feel good inside, and to think of their values and how those might influence them now as they're moving forward. She certainly did for me.
So this book is basically a handbook, and what you're saying is as you reach the golden years, to be the change that you would like to see in the world, be willing to learn and be willing to share.
Yes, the subtitle of the book is a guide to living consciously and aging wisely for people who weren't born yesterday. What you spoke to just now, Bonnie, is a very critical component in the book. Mm-hmm. We're not suggesting that people rush out into the world and start making immediate changes. What we're suggesting, and the book leads the reader through that stage, is that they first pay attention to their own inner environment, that they look at things that may be incomplete or things that they still would like to do with others that they love, and then from a place of greater balance and harmony, then the work that's done in the world is done with greater effectiveness.
You know, and as we take advantage of this higher perspective that George is just talking about, we can suddenly open to a new view of what 50, 60, 70, and on are about, that they can actually be enlivened, joyful, very juicy years as we move into a new energy, you know. But it's allowing that in, that thought in, because midlife and beyond is really new territory for us now. It's not the same as it was for our parents. We're really inventing anew what it means to grow and reinvent ourselves and pioneer new paths. And we really encourage people to resurrect their dreams. And we're here, we believe, to show the younger generations that we're by no means finished with making a significant difference in the world.
To encapsulate, what would you say to a listener out there who, close to retirement, is thinking, oh, I'm going to retire and retire from everything, but not to retire, but to get refired?
We believe that these generations are not people who hang up their cleats and fade into the woodwork. These generations today are people that are still filled with parts of their dream that are unlived or incomplete. And so this is a wonderful time of life to be able to remember the dream, the individual and unique dream that each of us came here to live, and to use our time to live out those portions that we and only we can contribute. Sedina and I like to suggest that each of us comes in with a unique note to contribute to the great song that is life, and this is an extraordinary time to do that.
Kind of a beyond aging time is what I think of it as. For someone out there who's wanting to reinvent themselves, you can ask yourself, what do you know now that you did not know when you were 20, 30, or even 40 or 50, or depending on what age you are? We can find new purpose in life now and connect deeply and meaningfully with community during this time, and really in a way that we didn't have access to when we were younger. And studies show that this actually impacts our longevity. So there are just so many ways we can open, and of course it's hard to explain it all in a short interview, but the book really takes you through. It's kind of an interactive guide or coaching session, if you will. We just believe that there are a lot of tools that we can access now, and where people, as George said, that, you know, we were part of all the social revolutions, the civil rights, human rights, nuclear disarmament, on and on. And why would we want to sit back now? And, you know, not that golf isn't a good thing, but, I mean, there's a lot more to life.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we have several. The book website is donotgoquietlythebook.com, and people can get a lot more information on it. And then a lot of our work is done through Age Nation. And so agenation.com is a great place for people to get on the web, listen to radio podcasts, attend webinars and conferences, read our new national digital magazine called Next, and do a whole lot more.
It's our wisdom and experience that the world needs right now, and we have it. We've garnered it for all those years before, so it's time to share that with the world.
Well, thank you for being my guest today. I've been visiting with George and Sedina Capanelli. The name of the book is Do Not Go Quietly. And any last words for my listeners?
Live this life, whatever stage you're in, with as much passion and engagement as you can. It's an extraordinary gift, and it's well worth exploring. So if you haven't been exploring it at that level, give yourself the gift of doing that and give the world the gift of who you are.